people who have heard about brainwave states before understand it as something to do with the speed or frequency of the electrical activity of the brain. But that's usually as far as they get into it. By understanding more about what's going on within the various brainwave stages, and especially by being able to correlate it with the Aaron's Depth Scale, you'll be able to assist your clients more than you could have imagined possible. You'll understand exactly where to take them to best accomplish their goals and what is going on in their mind while it's happening. It's similar to having a roadmap or instructional guide for the human mind. If you want to relax, then simply go to Alpha. And if you want deep sleep, then go to Delta. If you are a peak performance athlete, go to High Beta, and the list goes on. So what exactly are brain waves? Brain waves, like all other waves, are measured in two ways. The first is frequency or speed of the electrical pulse, which is measured in cycles per second, abbreviated as CPS. And the second measurement is amplitude, or how strong the brain wave is, which is known as Hz, abbreviated HZ. These signals or waves can be measured by the use of an EEG, which is an electroencephalogram. I got that right. This EEG machine has sensors, which are placed along the scalp of the head, that monitor the activity produced by the firing of neurons within the brain. Your brain contains about 100 billion neurons. Each neuron can be connected to about 10,000 other neurons, which computes to about 100 to 500 trillion connections throughout the brain. If you were to enlarge it, it would be more electrical connections than the entire city of New York, and even the entire state for that matter. All brain cells communicate through electrical signals, or what is known as waves. Imagine each of these billions of neurons having receptors and transmitters connected by flickering little electrical impulses or currents. They would appear very similar to the current you would see flickering between the two filaments of a light bulb to create the current which brings forth the light. This flickering is where the term brainwave comes from, and the speed and amplitude of it is what is measured. Different brainwave frequencies have been shown to correspond to different activities of the mind. Since we have many thoughts and activities happening at the same time, all brainwave frequencies are experienced simultaneously, with one being dominant at a certain time. You may be consciously doing math, which would require beta and high beta activity, but at the same time that you're doing that, you may be relaxing and remembering past events, which are stored in the alpha brainwave state. Also at the same time, your brain is firing neurons in charge of keeping your heart beating and lungs breathing, just to name a few. Although many categories of brainwave frequencies exist, we, for the purposes of hypnosis, will classify them into these four groups: beta, alpha, theta, and delta. What I'd like you to do right now is to open your manual to page 177. There you'll see the brainwave states chart. You can follow along if you'd like to see what I'm talking about. The first stage that we're going to speak about is the beta stage. As you can see, the beta brainwave frequency is 12 to 25 hertz. Beta is the brainwave state that dominates your normal waking state when you are busy with the cognitive task of the outside world. It is the busy, active state of mind used while learning, working, and figuring things out. It's used when focusing on the five senses of seeing, touching, hearing, smelling, and tasting. Here are some of the features of beta. Beta primarily occurs in the left brain. It's the predominant state of children from about ages 12 to adult. It's a place of focus, analyzing, calculating, reasoning, alertness, engaging in problem solving, and working. Brainwave states outside of beta for the purposes of hypnosis and metaphysics are considered altered states of consciousness. Intentionally changing your brainwave frequency out of beta, as you're learning here with hypnosis or with meditation and even guided imagery, is a practice that's over 1,000 years old. Let's speak about alpha. Alpha is from 8 to 12 hertz. Alpha is recommended for the treatment of stress. It's a level of heightened suggestibility and the primary area to create positive changes through hypnosis. It's where imagination can run free and has the ability to create reality. Alpha is where you naturally feel better, relaxed, and refreshed. It is the beginning of where the subconscious begins to dominate. Simply closing your eyes blocks out 80% of beta activity, which brings you to alpha. Some call this feeling as being in tune or environmental synchronization, environmental sync, as alpha is also called the earth state. Many earth-related religions or groups resonate within the alpha state and conduct many of their rituals or processes there. This can be seen with the Native Americans, Aborigine, Wicca, and many other ancient religious groups. Animals reside dominantly in the alpha state, and humans primarily in the beta. Animals are thought of by these religious groups as bridges from this world to the next, or what we would understand as a bridge from consciousness, the beta state, to the alpha state. Here are some features of the alpha state. A balance between the left and right brain. Alpha is the predominant state of children from about ages 6 to 12. Increased relaxation and stress reduction. Beginning of the meditative state. A heightened state of suggestibility. The most common hypnotic state. It's where your imagination runs free. The daydreaming state begins in alpha, but it's the part of daydreaming where you remember your dreams. It's the catalepsy state. A state of boosted immune system. The earth or animal state. It's where basic memories are stored. Now let's go on into theta. The theta brainwave frequency is 4 to 8 hertz. Theta is a deeper state of relaxation that can be easily reached through daydreaming. It is the state where deeper meditation is conducted. It is also recognized by the accompaniment of amnesia. If you were daydreaming or even night dreaming and you did not remember your dreams when you woke up, you are most likely in the theta state. In addition to experiencing amnesia, it is also accompanied by a feeling of missing time. Here are some of the features of theta. Theta primarily occurs in the right brain. It is the predominant state of children from ages 2 to 6. It's a place of REM sleep, rapid eye movement, where you dream, and also deep dreaming. Natural healing begins here. the immune system is fully operational in theta. It is the level of hallucinations and imagination. Analgesia, which is feeling pressure but no pain. Heightened creativity, heightened emotion. Your intuition begins, spiritual connectedness. Repressed memories and emotions are stored here. As mentioned earlier, it's where amnesia begins, and also the noticing of lost time. Now let's speak about the delta state. The delta brainwave frequency is 0.5 to 4 hertz. Notice how much slower the brainwave frequencies are the higher up the ladder you go. This is the area of very deep sleep. It's often known of as the universal consciousness, or the place of source energy. This state can be entered through deep relaxation, sleep, meditation, hypnosis, and guided imagery. Here are some features of the delta brainwave state. Delta primarily occurs in the right brain. Delta is the predominant state of infants from birth until age 2. This is why they learn from observation only when they first are born. Delta is the primary state of many elderly just before death. It's the domain of the superconscious mind. It's known and associated with timelessness. It's the world of psychic ability, the quantum world. Feelings of loss of physical body awareness are often noted here. It is the beginning of the coma state. It is known for highly accelerated healing. Your body heals a minimum of 3 times faster in Delta. It is the place of accessing profound anesthesia. You're capable of experiencing negative hallucinations here. Negative hallucinations are not seeing something that is there. This is the end of this audio tape. What I'd like you to do now is to keep your manual open and keep this information in mind as you go on to the video, which will help to explain the different brainwave states in a little more detail. Thank you.